Hello, Audio Boo.
Hello, that's BJ. I'm Fee, and it was my birthday yesterday, and we went to the theatre. And BJ, shut up, phone. Sorry, I hit the phone by mistake. BJ booked it for us for my birthday, which was very, very kind of him. And we went to the Gielgud Theatre to see The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, based on the book by Mark Haddon. And I think it said it was dramatised by Simon Stevens. We should have brought our braille bits outside. Mm. Although most of the information on that would have been wrong, actually, now, because they said they've changed the cast.
Yeah.
But brilliant book. I knew that already because I've read the book, so I kind of knew a lot more what to expect than BJ did. Although, even so, the play was different to the book. The plot wasn't, but, like, they had a lot of music being played within the play, because the guy, the main character, is into computer games, so a lot of it was quite sort of fast-paced, computery sounding music. And I wonder, so, BJ, what were your... I mean, you've never read the book or anything, so how would you describe it?
I didn't know what to expect.
Mm.
I found it fairly mesmerising. The guy who played the protagonist, Chris, very good acting, very complicated part, lots of blocking, lots of... He's making a train track throughout the play, so he's got to think about that whilst remembering his lines, whilst remembering numbers. Because the main guy is Asperger's syndrome.
They don't actually say that, but okay. You can tell.
It's certainly on the ASD spectrum anyway.
Yeah.
So he's into order and maths, and struggles with relationships and physical contact. No one can touch him.
No, the nearest they get to a hug is both holding hands in a star shape, yeah, like him and his dad or something,
which
and touching
really moving
hands.
To see, I would assume.
Oh, I reckon it would be, yeah.
And I thought it was sublime.
Mm.
Beautiful stagecraft, well acted, good story, very well paced. Each scene seemed to be around the same length, so it's kind of like even the scenes seemed ordered to echo the order he has to have in his head. And when he feels confused and goes into meltdowns and rolls into a ball, they play lots of scatological synth music to reflect that. And when he goes onto the underground, you hear it, and it sounds loud and distorted to echo how he feels. So they did a very good job. My only criticism, or two, really, is that despite paying for good seats, it's cramped and quite uncomfortable. And secondly, parts of the play were... I said this about the cinema before, but parts of the play were really painfully loud.
Mm.
But apart from that, it was absolutely to be recommended. It was brilliant. You don't need to see, you don't need to know the book. Very heavy dialogue.
It helped me knowing the book, though, because I said to you at one point, oh, he's hiding in such and such a place.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't read the book.
Yes, but you can really understand it without knowing too much.
Yeah.
Certainly, it's driven by the Siobhan, the social worker type teacher.
Well, she's his teacher, because he goes to a special school, doesn't he?
Yeah, and she reads the diary.
Yeah, he's written, because the book, the actual book, when you read it, is written as a sort of a book by him.
Yeah.
Because what it is he's trying to solve the mystery of why his neighbour's dog had been killed, who killed his neighbour's dog, which was on her grass at midnight, so in the night time. And he sees that as a murder mystery.
We won't give the game away, though.
No.
A couple of twists.
He does find out who killed the dog in the end.
And there's a real taxidermy dog they use.
Yeah.
And elsewhere there's a real living dog. But no, it's brilliant. It's really good. The staff at the theatre were faultless too.
Lovely.
Really helpful.
Yeah.
Helped us with drinks before and at the interval.
She brought us an ice cream.
Yeah, she got an ice cream for you.
I gave her the money, like, she didn't buy it for us, but she went and collected it so we could didn't have to negotiate the crowds even.
But if you've read it, watch it. If you haven't read it, watch it. If you like drama, if you like well-acted stuff with not too many bells and whistles, very minimalist set, then you'd like it. It's really good.
It is. It's brilliant.
I was pleasantly surprised. I booked it because I knew Fiona wanted to watch it, but I didn't really know much about it. I didn't have much expectation. But
did you not? Were you thinking, oh dear, what's this going to be?
No, I just thought, see what happens. You know, I didn't think it'd be great, but it's really good.
Did you read about it at all beforehand?
I just knew that the guy playing it in Broadway just had a Tony. That's all I knew.
Oh right.
An English actor.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the last guy to play the part here. Because I've swapped cast recently.
Yeah, apparently the only person who is still in it from
the original
before
cast.
The original was the dad.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Christopher's dad. And was it Nick or Nicholas Tennant?
Yes.
Yeah. But apart from that, the cast.
There's just one thing you need to know if you don't know the book or can't see. At one point, at the beginning, I thought Chris was talking, but it was Siobhan reading from his diary in the first person. I thought it was him.
Well, it wasn't exactly a diary because it wasn't like dates. It was like a story.
Journal story thing, yeah. But at first I thought that was him sounding a bit like a woman, randomly. But it was her because she drives the narration on quite well. But it's
yeah, because she narrates things while he does the actual things that happened.
Yeah. She has almost like a Greek chorus.
Like finding the dog.
Yeah.
And stuff. He can't really narrate that. And no. That, because he's got the autistic thing, he kind of, sometimes he just curls up in a ball and goes, like this, because like he can't cope.
And it's 2 hours, 20 minutes long with an interval.
Mm.
And at the end, there's an appendix after it's finished for a couple of minutes, which is quite fun.
Mm.
Well worth watching. You can get to it. I don't know if it's going to tour, I'm not sure, but certainly in the West End, certainly in Broadway.
I think Mum and Dad are going to see it in Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't laugh at my hometown.
I'm not, but I'd rather see it in the West End.
Yeah, but they don't have to go there then,
no,
do they?
I know.
It's probably cheaper there.
It probably is, actually. But I like being in the West End, though. It's hectic and crowded, but there's a nice buzz about it, isn't there?
Oh, there is, but that is convenient for us.
I know, absolutely.
You know.
But no, well worth watching. If you live in America, try to get to Broadway. Although America's a massive place and New York's a long way. But if you know, if it does tour, please try to watch it. I know when they tour things, often they strip it down a bit. They don't use the same bells and whistles because you're very much dictated by the venue. But I'm sure it'll still be very good.
Mm. And if you can't do any of that,
read
the book because it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You haven't read it yet, but you want to, don't you?
If you don't want to do any of that, kill a dog.
BJ.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't...
You're not hearing
me saying that. You're not hearing me saying that anyway.
Time remaining. Publish. Time remaining. 1 minute and 17 seconds. Pause recording.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.